KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high near 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Area and Local News. In local news, a collision Thursday night between a car and an SUV on Atlantic's east side resulted in minor injuries to two juveniles. According to reports, the collision occurred on Highway 71 near the east entrance to the Walmart store when the car, which was traveling south on 71, hit the SUV pulling out of the parking lot. Police say the two juveniles were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. A third person in the sedan and the driver of the SUV were not hurt. Additional information is expected to be released later this morning. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese Thursday afternoon released the names of the victims of Wednesday night's explosion and fire. McNeese said 57-year-old Paul McDaniel of Atlantic died at the scene of the blaze at 604 Olive Street. His wife, 57-year-old Denise McDaniel, also of Atlantic, died Thursday morning at a hospital in Omaha. Earlier, McNeese had said a broken gas line caused the explosion and fire that happened just after 10 p.m. Wednesday. Denise McDaniel was found in a room upstairs. She was unresponsive and underwent CPR before being transported to the hospital in Atlantic and later flown to Omaha. Paul McDaniel was found deceased in the second floor bathroom. Neighbors told McNeese they heard a loud boom prior to noticing the flames. Investigators with the state fire marshal's office and Chief McNeese used that information and spent the night combing through the home trying to determine the cause. They discovered that a natural gas pipe in the basement broke due to the weight of the clothes on hangers being hung on the pipe. The ignition source of the explosion is not known, but since a kitchen stove on the first floor is directly above the pipe in the basement, it's believed that pilot light from the stove may have sparked the explosion. Fourth Judicial District Court Judge Greg Stensland has set the date of a restitution hearing for an Atlantic woman who falsely claimed her 5-year-old daughter had cancer and then raised money for her treatment. Authorities believe nearly $30,000 was raised through various fundraising efforts, only $16,000 of which remains in a bank account. The hearing in the case of Letha Case Lawson will be held February 25th at 1:30 p.m. in the Cass County Courthouse. In January, District Court Judge Kathleen Kilnoski sentenced the 30-year-old Slauson to 5 years probation. The woman was also ordered to continue mental health treatment and not contact her 5 children unless requested by her therapist. In November, Slauson pleaded guilty to 2 counts of child endangerment, 1 count of administering harmful substances, 1 of theft, and 1 of unlawful possession of a prescription drug. At her restitution hearing, anyone who donated money to Slauson and who wants to make a claim for the return of their donation should present their claim and proof of donation. The court order said that funds will not be returned without sufficient proof. Also, if provable claims exceed the available funds, the claims will be paid on a pro rata basis and any remainder owed will be subject to an order for restitution. In order to protect the nature and deductibility of donations, any unclaimed funds will be given to tax-exempt cancer research charities. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening said March the 4th as the date for a public hearing on an amendment to the city's urban renewal plan. City Administrator John Lund had explained the hearing is just the first step on the city's end in utilizing tax increment financing, or TIF, as an economic development tool. In the immediate future, it would impact a request from developer Don Sontag for a TIF to support his Southern Heights View development project.
This is part of the changes that past 3 or 4 years the legislature has made to TIF. Makes it a little bit more of a process, but you set the date and then a resolution will be ready at that time, and if you pass that, it will change the urban renewal plan for the southeast area of town, and that will then make it so that we can TIF that area.
And in his report to the council, Lund said that he and Deb Field have been hard at work preparing the budget for the council's review and action later on. During the council committee reports Wednesday evening, councilperson and mayor pro tem for the evening, Mayor Kathy Summers, that is, said the Cass County Landfill Commission Tuesday night had discussed but did not take action on a rate increase at the landfill for the next year. And she said since they may not be able to keep those big green recycling bins in the parking lot next to the Armory building much longer, the commission is looking for public property to place the bins on. Move may be necessary, she said, since the property is owned by Arise and not the City of Atlantic.
And they're doing some shingling recycling, and they finally got the finished recycled product, or, well, it's not put into the roads yet, but it's going to be used in roads or asphalt, and we got to touch the the shredded shingles, and it turned out to be a really nice product, so everybody's pretty happy with that. So if you're going to be reshingling or removing shingles, you can consider having them recycled.
And finally in the news, police in Audubon say tips from the public led investigators to arrest a woman authorities were looking for in connection with a January 18th hit-and-run incident near the Ace Hardware store in Audubon. 27-year-old Janae Nicole Anderson of Audubon was arrested Wednesday. She was charged with failure to maintain control, striking an unattended vehicle, and failure to provide proof of insurance. Anderson was released from custody on a promise to appear later in court. During the incident which led to her arrest, police say sometime during the evening hours of January 18th, a dark blue vehicle struck a parked car in front of the hardware store, causing over $5,000 in damage. In our funeral announcements this morning, Irma Shetler Frischmeyer, age 85 of Carlisle and formerly of Carroll, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Irma Shetler Frischmeyer will be today at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Bernice Anastasi, age 94 of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Bernice Anastasi will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Blanche Brandenburg, age 97 of Menlo, died Sunday. Funeral services for Blanche Brandenburg will be today at 11 o'clock at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Dan Satch May, age 60, of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dan May will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wilma McCurdy, age 88, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday. A funeral mass for Wilma McCurdy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Marjorie Miller, age 80, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Marjorie Miller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Egan Simonson, age 93, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Egan Simonson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Judy Kay, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Judy Kay will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Chinberg, age 83, of Redfield, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Mary Chinberg will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Redfield Christian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home, Redfield Chapel, has arrangements. Ed Ohl, age 71, of Manning, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ed Ohl will be held at a later date. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Thelma Henningsen, age 97, of Avoca, died Monday. Graveside services for Thelma Henningsen will be held at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.